Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Balance Podcast. Our guest today is Alan Dolan. Now, regular listeners will be no stranger to a bit of breathwork. And Alan Dolan is the breath guru. As he says himself, he's a very self-deprecating chap, but in a utterly endearing way. As he says himself, when you tell people that what you do for a living is breathing, people think there's some sort of catch. However, I know that you guys know that breath work is profoundly important. And as I confess to Alan, it's the sort of thing that I have done in the past. And since I'm really going off on here, really, if I can chastise myself, the past 13 months or so is probably the perfect chance to explore, to go on a journey of the self, get into things such as breath work. And as someone who's done a lot of self-help work down the years, I've completely taken my eye off the ball with all of that. Maybe I've been busy with other things and what have you. But nevertheless, I have taken my eye off the ball. And so to really immerse myself back into it with Alan, just over an hour chat, was incredible. And the guy, I mean, I say this to his face, the guy's energy is extraordinary. And I felt calmer. I just felt better for being in his presence. The guy's got an aura. And I was really grateful to spend time in Alan's company. If you want to find out more, I would urge you to visit breathguru.com. Now, you can go visit him in the Canary Islands when we're all allowed to do things like that. But Alan is also doing a lot of online work. So you can, but this is me trying to calm down like Alan. So you can book in and do breathwork courses, and he does things like a guided workshop on a Sunday. There's a live weekly group workshop. There are private one-to-one sessions with Alan. There's lots more. Breathguru.com. And I tell you what, Alan is quite a guy. Put it this way, we finished a podcast and I went upstairs, popped my earphones in, and I did the first class from one of his online videos. Love the guy. So here he is. The wonderful. What Alan does is he tells you about what he does, why he does it, how he got into it, the benefits of what he does, and then also he includes a couple of exercises. I mean, the guy's he's brought everything and the kitchen sink to the podcast. He was wonderful. I liked him a great deal. Breathworkguru.com. Alan Dolan. Here he is. Big thanks, Alan.
Good morning. How are you, James?
How are you?
I'm well. Really well, actually. It's a beautiful day in paradise.
Where are you in the world?
I live in the Canary Islands. I've got a retreat out here on the island of Lanzarote. So it's, what can I tell you? It's purgatory, James. Somebody's got to do it.
Fair play to you.
So where are you based? You're in London, but...
Yeah, a place called Beckenham, just near Crystal Palace.
Oh, okay.
But I'm from Leeds originally.
All right, okay. I'm from Manchester, so not...
Oh, mate, I work in Manchester.
Really?
I work in Manchester. I do a lot of TV warm-up, and so quite a few of the shows record in Manchester.
Okay.
I just think I mean, this applies to you, but I was working on a show the other day, and there was some Mancunians on it, and I said the same to them. There's something about Mancunians; they just have you guys all seem to have the soul of a poet.
So, that's possibly the nicest thing I've ever heard about Mancunians, James.
If I go into a shop in Manchester, you know, might be a news agent, and the woman behind the counter will say something like, she'll look me in the eyes and she'll go, "Are you all right, love?" And I'm like, oh, I am now.
There is something. I mean, it's weird because I haven't lived there for a long time now. I left when I was 23, I think, 22, 23. It was sort of, it was like the reign of Margaret Thatcher. I could have dealt with one, but not both. It was like a double whammy. And I got the hell out and went to, it was the time of Live Aid. So I thought I'd be topical and I went to Sudan.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm absolutely serious about the whole Thatcher thing. Because you could just see it. The writing was on the wall. You know, it was going to be polarizing. And I didn't want to be a part of that. She's a really good example of a woman who's kind of turned off her femininity. She's just gone right into her masculine. And there was no heart there. And that upset me quite a lot, really, in terms of I've come from an Irish immigrant family, working class, you know. And I just thought, oh, this is not going to be good. And of course, extrapolate that to now. And we can see the results of that, you know. And I feel like she was the sort of turning point, like the miners and all of that, you know. So can you see me okay, James? Because I've still got a little sort of egg timer thingy, but...
I can see you, and you look a billion damn dollars.
Oh, brilliant. What a man. So your career, diplomatic service and PR is assured.
But the thing with Thatcher as well is it... Anyone listening right now, the Balance podcast hasn't suddenly become the politics podcast. But the thing with Thatcher is we just see so much of that in Britain. I don't even have to say his name, but we see it right now, don't we?
Yeah. Well, he's like, yeah. I mean, exactly. So, and it's not, you know, there was nothing personal in that. I was just looking at like what happens when you are not in balance with your masculine and feminine. And I think for a lot of women, they felt like they had to become sort of token males in order to compete in a man's world, you know. So I totally get why she did it. But it was just sort of unfortunate because the brilliant thing about women, of course, is they're really connected to their emotions and their hearts. And I think we need that in politics. You know, we need compassion because otherwise people tend to get left behind, which, of course, is exactly what happened.
Exactly what's happened. There's so little compassion from this current government. And then the thing with Thatcher and what you say there about turning off the femininity, that was that we all saw that because with it was no coincidence that her cabinets, generally speaking, were packed with men. And rather than instead of helping other women in politics, I'm careful how I phrase this. It would appear that when it came to other women in politics, she was very much pull up the ladder rather than offering that hand down and pulling people up with her.
Very interesting, really. And I mean, you know, I studied politics for A-level, and her cabinet style was very much steamroll it. You know, I'll listen to what the minions say and then I'll just do whatever the heck I want. And I thought it was really interesting that she was at her lowest ebb ever. And then the Falklands opportunity happened, you know, and then boom, the Iron Lady. And that, you know, that title says it all, really, you know, the lack of just that lack of heart, you know, and we need it now. We need it more than ever, you know, in politics generally, I think. We need compassion for each other because we're probably having the most challenging time as a species we've ever had. And to sort of navigate that without some level of compassion that will make the world a very sad place. You know, I'm an optimist by nature, really. I've got that sort of, that like the Liverpool, I always think about the Liverpoolians, you know, they've got Liverpool and Manchester sort of, they probably wouldn't agree, but I feel they're quite similar. There's a lot of humour and there's a lot of heart. And I'm just generally an optimist by nature. I believe, you know, I see the best in people. And I just feel like right now we've got a massive opportunity to really shift stuff because of what we've been given. That cloud, you know, the COVID cloud had a silver lining, which was time to reassess and see if we want to go forwards. And I'm seeing so many people and talking to so many people are saying, like, I'm not doing it like I did it pre-COVID. I'm going to do it differently. And that's a great thing, you know, really great thing. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a really interesting time to be on the planet, James. as a human being, this is probably the most important time we've ever had, certainly in this civilization, you know.
Are you, as a fellow optimist, I mean, I'll tell you very quickly, I once, I thought I'd come up with this phrase. Obviously, I hadn't, you know, not glass half full, not glass half empty, just grateful to have a glass in the first place. And I interviewed Will.i.am a couple of years ago, and he used the expression, and I had this, oh my God, that's exactly how I feel about the world, you know. You know, I'm definitely naive, and it, you know, that outlook doesn't always serve me well. But I still believe in having that outlook, and I'm guessing you're similar.
Yeah, so absolutely. And there was a big, I had that moment really. Well, it was with Gary Vaynerchuk. It wasn't Will.i.am, but he said, you know, do you know the probability of you actually just being here on Earth, having this life that you've got now? And somehow he calculated that the chances of like that sperm meeting that egg were 40 billion to one. And that just dropped in for me massively. So if you did the lottery, you've got more chance of winning the jackpot 10 times in your lifetime than you have of being born into this incarnation, into this life. And it just stopped me in my tracks. And he's like, you know, and of course, because everybody's got it, you don't realize the value of it because everybody's got it until you get your terminal diagnosis. And then every second becomes gold, you know. And I just thought, wow, what about living it like that from now, you know, as if you do. And of course we do. We don't know how long it is, but we find existence in this body and in these bodies. So that's how I chose to do it from there on in. And it's been amazing. It's just really changed everything. The quality's changed. I'd say the depth of my now has done that. So I get to sort of really smell the roses and really enjoy every single second as the unique experience it is, knowing that it will never happen again. And I call it deriving maximum juiciness. You know, I'm really here for the experience. I'm not in the future where I used to live a lot. The past is gone. There's nothing I can do about that, but I can really be here 100%. And that's my intention, really, with everything, not just with my work, but just with my life generally.
Now,
a lot more fun.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, that is, so I'm someone that used to spend too much time in the past, redigesting past regrets. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? On and on and on.
Yeah,
it's taken me years and years and, you know, I'm not sitting here now, and right now everything is perfect. But yeah, you know, I've had to put a lot of work in. I would say it's, for me personally, it was like turning an oil tank around rather than that overnight flick of the switch. What was your process like to get from, as you say, somebody lived in the future to
I guess I realized it wasn't working. I mean, that was the bottom line. It just wasn't working. You know, I was a sort of a bright kid, like a grammar school kid. And really, you know, quite dysfunctional family background, mental health issues, abuse in there. And I was just really wanting to get out. I mean, you know, I didn't just go to London. I went to Africa. Gives you some idea as the sort of level of like, I really wanted to get out. So, and then I just thought, okay, I did what most people do. And I thought I can solve this. I can solve this sort of emptiness or hole by accumulating material possessions. So that's exactly what I did. I just went out, got a succession of jobs, ended up in Saudi Arabia earning mega bucks. And, you know, it was like, do I get the box to draw the 911? It was that sort of deal. And I just had a huge wake-up call one morning. I was driving into work, and I just got this message, and it just said, you've got a really, you make a really, really good living. And I was kind of, you know, patting myself on the back kind of thing. And you have absolutely no life. And that brought me up sharp. And I realized that that was exactly right. My quality of life was very, very low. So I just went in and wrote an exit strategy. And that was the beginning, really, of a complete. I was doing a PR job. I was PR and comms in BAE Systems, which was British Aerospace and GC Marconi in Riyadh, which was Sharp End. You know, I'm a gay man, not the most gay friendly place on the planet to be out. So that was the beginning. And I think that was the sort of the end of that, like, future oriented, when I get this, it'll feel better. Or when I do that, or when I get this house or that car or this amount of money. And it just deconstructed from there on. And I just essentially took a gap year at 40 and just explored the things I loved, which was really metaphysics and psychology, and ended up doing breath work, finding breath work, and it being a complete revelation to me. And the rest really is, you know, as I say, is history. I had two really big sort of light bulb moments that I had, actually I had a load of light bulb moments that day, but two of them that came in were just like, why don't I know about this work? And why doesn't everybody on the planet know about it? Because I've just had the most powerful experience of my life. And two, you know, what would happen if I created a retreat based around this work where people could just drop in and really sort their stuff and kind of have a, like, one of those pivotal peak experiences where you just do it differently thereafter. And it also told me about, I had a depression for 28 years. So it was a real big, like, you've been depressed since you were 12, which I didn't know.
Oh, Alan.
You know, so there was a lot of stuff that came up that day, and it was all in 45 minutes. So, you know, it really had my attention. And then it said, I want to say it, I'm talking about I call it my inner teacher, but you could say your intuition or your innate wisdom, which I hadn't been connected to. And it said, you know, you can cure this, but you're going to need to do this, 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 this. And it really just told me how to do it. And it took about, well, I don't know exactly how long it took. It took 12 weeks. I cried a lot. I should have had shares in Kleenex. And by the end of it, I was out the other end. And and then I just thought, well, wow, this can work for me. It can work for anybody. So I'm going to just get out there and spread the word. And that's what I've been doing, really. And, you know, of course, the reactions to it were quite funny. You know, people still say, you know, but breathing, you know, they'll look at you like, what? You know, my family thought I'd lost it. Like, you know, you're leaving this money job in Saudi Arabia, you're going to build a business based on oxygen. And they give you that look, you know, like he's totally lost it. So anyway, 17 years later, Breath Guru is doing what it set out to do. And breath work is now very firmly on the map. I think we really put it on the map in the UK. And it's now a kind of global phenomenon. And it's just that's my dream. You know, my dream was for it to become like a household name, just like yoga or something like that. And of course, that's beginning to happen now. It's coming right into the zeitgeist. And you've got Wim Hof and people like that, great profile and really highly PR-able, you know, looking at it from a commercial point of view. Stig, I can't remember his name, Sorensen, the breath retention guy. So there's just this huge focus on breath. And that's got to be great because breath is life. You know, quite literally, breath is life. So if you want to make any changes whatsoever, you know, and the Oriental cultures knew this millennia ago, you know, we've kind of remembered it in the 60s and 70s, and now it's becoming, you know, part of our zeitgeist again. So I just feel really, really grateful to have found this amazing tool and then to be able to share it and be able to be a catalyst in people's transformations is beyond. I mean, it's just off the scale. I don't really look at it as job satisfaction anymore. It's just pure joy. You know, I had a group in last week. I'm teaching people to do this now. I had this group in last week and it was just, you know, we went super deep. They deconstructed their smoke and mirrors. If you want to call it enlightenment, you can call it that. I don't really, you know, the semantics aren't that important, but they really connected with their true identity. And once that happens, you never forget that. Once you've had that connection with the center of your being, that's a life-changing thing, you know. So I get to do that with people all the time, which is quite something. And, you know, it certainly beats selling aeroplanes in Saudi Arabia.
I mean, that's – the listener can't see my – I mean, you saw that, you know, my jaw was open there when you were talking. How long does it take to make that sort of
– 12 weeks? Great, because I get to work with these people for 6 months at a go. But the retreat, people can come in between 4 and 10 days. And, you know, and I'm not saying like everybody leaves kind of omming and enlightened, but that's the idea, is to really remind people of who and what they are and what does it mean to be human. So for some people, they come in because they've got physical issues. So, you know, we'll work with those. For some people, the majority actually come in because of mental, emotional stuff going on, stress basically, but manifesting in depression, anxiety, sleeplessness, panic attacks, that sort of thing. We work with that a lot, and it's very, very efficient and effective, and you can bring about really significant change in a short space of time. So that, of course, has a special place in my heart. So I love working with that. And then other people come in for the, you know, the spiritual stuff, whatever that word. But the point is, it's not really me or them that's choosing what happens. It's really just, we get the body into a space where it runs on autopilot and it just does whatever they need. So I don't do any soapboxing on the spiritual stuff. I just simply trust that when they're good and ready, that information and knowledge will come to them. And it does, you know. I just focus more on creating a space where they feel safe, teaching them the technique and sort of coaching them through the sessions, and then letting the body's amazing innate wisdom do the magic, you know. So I think of myself really as I'm like a guide. I'm kind of going, you know, I've been there, done it, got the t-shirt, it's this way. And of course it looks different for every person. And some people come in, you know, I had a guy, mid-50s runner, super fit, came in and I explained that it worked on the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And he was kind of like, well, could I just have the physical, please? You know, I'm not really interested in the mental, emotional, and spiritual. I was like, okay, then let's give it a whirl. And of course, guess where he went straight away? So he spent the whole time catharting, crying, really sobbing. And at the end of it, he was kind of like, what the was that, you know? And I said, well, you know, clearly your body's in great shape. You really look after you. You know, your physicality is amazing. Mentally, emotionally, however, there's some work to do. And of course, the body knew that and chose to go into the place where he needed most work. And I love that about it. I love the fact that our bodies are so intelligent. And I think most people don't realize quite how intelligent they are. And all I know, you know, that the technique gets you to a point where that intelligence takes over and you're sort of in the backseat. You know, so great for those of us with huge control patterns, because we are not in control at that point. The body's just doing whatever it needs to do for you. And for most people, that just feels amazing. They get really big change in a really short space of time. You know, we don't have 30 years to sit omming in a cave with a guru anymore. And just, you know, to clarify around the name, the company's called Breath Guru, but the idea is you are the guru. Everybody's their own guru. And it's just a question of connecting in to that wisdom, which is within all of us. And the breath is like a bridge that connects you into that.
Now, obviously, you can't name names, you know, client confidentiality, etc. But I mean, I just know from reading about you. Can you share a couple of the things that you've seen in terms of the journeys people have gone, the before and after, if you like, you know?
Sure. So, you know, you mentioned the kind of celebrity angle, and some people, you know, they want NDAs, non-disclosures, and that's fine. So there's a couple of Hollywood like A-listers in there. Some of them are more than happy to talk about it. Russell Brand, he's not known for his shy and retiring nature. So he's been, you know, extolling the virtues of breathwork, which is great. He's also worked with Wim Hof as well, which is lovely because we're sort of opposite ends of the scale. Apparently Wim had him in the Thames a couple of months ago, you know, at 7 o'clock in the morning doing those cold plunges. So, and then sort of fairly pretty major UK pop group, possibly the biggest UK pop group. But in terms of just things that stay with me and things that were really, I would say, milestones in terms of understanding, you know, how powerful this work is. Because of course, you know, I was no different. When somebody says to me, oh, I've got this breathwork thing and I'd like to give you the gift of a session. And I was just like, you know, what? Breathing? You know, and really incredulous and somewhat ungracious, you know. And then 45 minutes later, my doors had been blown off, truly, you know, and I'd tried everything that was out there, you know, dropping, you know, chemical substances on top of Machu Picchu, bombing with monks in the Himalaya, you know, all sorts of stuff. I'd been looking for something and I found it. And it literally right under my nose the whole time. So I think the one that sticks with me the most, and it was really the one where it dropped in for me just how absolutely mind-blowing this stuff is, was I worked with a rape victim. She was a very successful businesswoman. She was an alcoholic because she did, it was toddler rape, it was incest. And she was an alcoholic because every time she had free time, she just wanted to numb the pain. So she was super successful because she worked a lot. She didn't take holidays because that would give her more time to think. And she'd done all the, you know, all the different therapy, talk therapies, drug therapies, et cetera, et cetera. And when she came to me, she just said, you know, I'm just toxic. I don't think this is really, you know, is it even worth doing? And I said, well, you know, you're here. Let's give it a whirl. My sessions at that point were about 90 minutes and we did four. And at the end of the four sessions, and they were big, that she was, you know, there was a lot of catharsis happening. There was a lot of clearing happening. But at the end of it, she wasn't going to go back to her home airport. She had some friends who were in Ibiza, and I'm in Lanzarote. So she diverted and went to see her friends in Ibiza. And I thought that was a really good sign. And then I followed up with her, and she was pretty kind of cards close to the chest. You know, this is October, and she didn't really say so much other than she was practicing every day. And then on January the 1st, it was, I got an email from her, and my computer had exploded that morning. So I'm in a cyber cafe, quite crowded, and I'm reading this email, and it says, Dear Alan, I thought you'd like to know, I'm in Luang Prabang in Laos. I've taken a six-month sabbatical off work. I thought I deserved it because I'd not taken any holiday since graduation. Every morning I wake up thinking that it, in capital letters, is going to come back. And I'm slowly but surely realizing that it's gone for good. And I just thought you'd want to know that. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I've got like, I'm crying, just like, what? You know, this is beyond my wildest expectations. 6 hours of therapy, and she's cleared something which has been with her for almost three decades. So I can't even describe what that felt like other than complete elation for her and absolute gratitude. It was sort of a mix of the two. And at that point, it dropped in for me. It's like, this is something really special because it can do things that conventional therapies can't do, which isn't to say there's not a place for talk therapy. There absolutely is. But once you've talked about it and you've had your story witnessed by somebody who's a sort of compassionate observer, and maybe is able to point out some sort of salient points in the story that you've not seen, then you just need to get into the body and dig it out because it's energy, you know, and it's energy that's held in the body. So, and that's where the somatic approach comes in. So I see breath work very much as somatic, which just means bodily, somatic psychotherapy. It's like it's going in, I call it spiritual spade work. We go in and just dig out whatever it is that needs to leave the body, leaving you happier, healthier, clearer. So that's the one really that really did blow my doors off because everything else had failed. And in 6 hours, this had completely shifted everything. And the journey wasn't over for her. You know, she had more work to do. But the real trauma of it seems to have gone at that point. And of course, I kept in touch with her and she was just on an upward gradient from there on in, you know, which was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So that should give you some indication as to how powerful we are, you know.
Alan, so I had to cover my face there because I had a bit of a cry there. I mean, it's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing, James. I mean, really. And you know, I still, like 17 years down the line, it still blows me away. What happened last week with the trainees I did completely blew me away. You know, we went to some places I'd never been to before. They were clearing, I call it deconstructing your smoke and mirrors. You know, there's a lot of, frankly, bollocks talked about enlightenment and stuff. And really, enlightenment is just coming back to your normal way of being without the smoke and mirrors that we all construct around us because we think we have to in order to be approved of or accepted. So so it's not about, you know, reaching this rarefied state where you're wearing white and omming. It's really about deconstructing the unnecessary stuff that we thought we needed just because of what was going on around us, you know. And as kids, you know, we think that everything's about us. So when our parents' baggage is playing out, we take that as some indication related to our own level of worthiness, which of course it's not. It's just their baggage. And we change our behaviors and we hide stuff and, you know, we tweak stuff accordingly in order to be okay. And the fact is, we were always okay. Kids are inherently okay and super pure and super, you know, just super beautiful because they're so authentic. So the journey is actually just to realize what your smoke and mirrors are and then deconstruct them and come back to your original essence, which has always been amazingly beautiful and perfect. And that's really what we do on the sort of longer term.
Are you tapping into something?
Well, I mean, you could say, James, that we tap into our own inherent power. You know, there's no dogma with this. It's not a religion or a cult or anything. It's breath, but breath is literally life. So I live in Spain, so I speak Spanish. And in Spain, the word for breathe is respirar, respirar, spirit in spirit, like inspiration in spirit. So, you know, I don't know what the heck this is all about. I mean, really, it's mysterious. The nature of life is inherently mysterious. And there's a few, you know, the religions have got like maps and they kind of have their own ideas about what it all means. But clearly there's some sort of intelligence at work. So when we breathe and when we breathe.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Within the manner that I teach, we interact more profoundly with this intelligence. And what that does is it sort of, you could say, it resonates with our own inherent hidden intelligence. And that is when it gets interesting, because then you go into these sort of super conscious states where you can do these incredible healings and things that I would have called miracles, like the example we just, you know, discussed. I now know to be perfectly natural. You know, the body knows exactly how to heal itself if we give it the right conditions. And we treat it accordingly. So in my case, you know, I was smoking two packs of fags a day. I was drinking gin and tonics like it was going out of fashion. I really wasn't looking after myself. My internal monologue was horrific, really giving myself a hard time. There was a lot of, you know, I was homophobic as a gay man, homophobic, hello, you know, crazy. But that's how it was, because I'd bought into the crap, frankly, that was going on around me. You know, that being gay is somehow a sickness or whatever, you know, from the Roman Catholic point of view, you know, it was pretty much like, oh, you know, he's not quite right, you know. So once I saw through the kind of the, you know, the bullshit of that, frankly, and was able to kind of come to acceptance of who I was, then everything changed, really. And acceptance, really, it's, for me, it's like a doorway. when you come into true self-acceptance, then that is the beginning to really beginning to love yourself. And it's almost become a cliche, you know, it sounds very trite, like to love yourself, but actually it's probably the most important work we can ever do. So I was like, whoa, self-love's way too far ahead of the game for me. I'm just going to go for acceptance. And that's what I did. And that inevitably just leads to self-love. And it's not to say, you know, that there aren't days when I give myself a hard time. There definitely are. But generally, my relationship with myself is definitely better than it's ever been. And there's a lot more compassion and understanding. And I'm kind of proud of what I've achieved and what I've come through. And I've survived and I'm okay, you know. So to be able to share that with people is incredible. But back to your original point. What is it? Well, what is spirit? We could be here for millennia talking about that. People have done for millennia and they still, you know, still it's mysterious. And I'm actually very happy with that. You know, I don't need any answers to it. I see the intelligence at work. I see it work through my work with my clients. And that's really enough for me. I quite like having questions about that. And I like the mystery and the magic of being on this planet at this particular point in time. And not knowing, you know, but I'm exploring and I'm learning and learning a lot and learning that we are amazing beings. We're absolutely incredible beings capable of incredible stuff, which, you know, through the work you do, you know, you're meeting all these amazing people. We're all just totally unique. And that blows me away. You know, every single person I work with is absolutely unique. We're the same species, but we're a different permutation of that species. And I find that absolutely fascinating. You know, there are no cookie cutters. We all have our own particular set or pattern or smoke and mirrors or whatever you want to say that, you know, and I just find that absolutely fascinating. So I like nothing better than, you know, meeting a person I'm going to work with and sort of working out, okay, you know, what's the array of smoke and mirrors and how can we begin to deconstruct those? Just brilliant.
If you don't mind me saying, the frequency you're on, the energy that you've got, I mean, it's obviously we're in different countries, but it's almost palpable for me. I'm not just saying that, Alan.
Sure.
And I think, you know exactly what I mean by that.
Yeah.
When did you realize that you were in tune, you were in balance, that frequency was where you wanted it to be, the energy was good?
You know, pretty recently, actually, James. You know, it's just a continuous journey. And one of the things that, you know, this year has been incredibly challenging for so many of us, last 12 months. But one of the things it's done is given me space to stop and reflect. So for the first 3 months, you know, people are like, you know, I'm going to learn Spanish. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start running. I was like, I'm going to do nothing. I'm just stopping because my schedule was crazy. I was building the business. You know, I was very like driven, like I'm going to take it to the world, you know, and I just stopped. I did nothing for 3 months other than meditate and breathe and be in nature. And it was fantastic. And what I realized was that there wasn't enough space in my life and I needed to create more space. And as soon as I began to do that, I began to see just how amazingly lucky I am. And also how I was exactly where I needed to be, doing exactly what I needed to be doing. And I found contentment. And I'd never really looked at that before. I never even sort of thought about the concept of being contented, you know, or, you know, my happiness level used to be related to, or I thought it did, the amount of money in my bank account. And that's completely erroneous. You know, one of the poorest times I've ever had financially, it's probably one of the happiest times I ever had when I started Breath Guru. And people were like, you know, what? You want me to pay you for oxygen? And they'd look at you like, man, it was quite a difficult sell. You know, it took 7 years just to get it off the ground. So what I've realized this year is I've found peace sort of within myself and with myself. And I'm really content with where I'm at. And I feel like that striving's gone, which isn't to say there's not stuff I'd like to do, but I'm not prepared to do the hamster wheel anymore with it. very, very motivated to do my work, but not to the detriment of my quality of life, because I think that's what I'm modeling to people and to the people I work with. It's like, you know, less can be more. You know, I've got everything I need. You know, I don't actually need very much. I'm pretty low overhead. I happen to live in an amazing retreat for the work, and I'm super jazzed about that. And I've just bought it last year, you know, the most illogical time probably to buy, to go into a big mortgage time, but it just felt right. And yeah, so I think that's the thing. It's like that peace and contentment space, just lovely. And realizing that, you know, there is a flow of life. Life is happening, whether you're lying on your back, whether you're running a marathon, life is happening. And if you just work on kind of what's going on inside, then the external stuff tends to sort itself out. I call it deck chairs on the Titanic. So, you know, we're all taught to do the externals. That is not a great way to go about it, because if your subconscious has a different program, you'll just keep defaulting back. So, for example, you know, a lot of people have stuff around abundance. You might have a I'm not worthy to receive program running in your subconscious. So no matter what you're doing externally, you're just going to keep self-sabotaging back to this point of like, I'm not worthy to receive anything. So I decided to do it the other way around, and it's just so much easier and so much more effective. And then I'm sort of watching stuff fall into place, just going, holy shit, you know, how did that happen? So our work is internal. You know, the externals are fine, but the work, the real work, is internal with ourselves, with our own relationship with ourselves. And that's the most important thing you could ever do, you know, and that informs everything. It's like the ripple effect, you know, the pebble in the pool thing. It informs everything, all your relationships, your work environment, your financial, you know, all of it, the abundance generally. So I spend quite a lot of time now on that. And that might be literally lying on my back, looking at the clouds, doing not very much. You know, that's, for me, is a really valid and important part of what I do. Like, taking time to do nothing that's like objective oriented, but more just sort of being there, enjoying the moment, you know?
There'll be people listening to this. I'm sure they'll have, while they're listening, they'll have been on the website, breathguru.com. But for someone to, obviously there have been restrictions in place, but as you know, hopefully the end is in sight, etc. But to any listener wanting to get involved and booking, what's the process, Alan?
You know, the bottom line, James, is I want to share this with as many people as possible. So when you go into the website, the first thing that will come up is a pop-up. Take you into what's called Breath Guru Digital. And that's where if you pop your email in, by return, you get a link which will give you 7 videos that will explain what this is, how it works, what you may experience. You get 2 audios, 11 minutes, 27 minutes with my dulcet tones talking you through your breath session. And that's really everything you need to get started. And that's for free. So I didn't want money to be a barrier between people accessing the info. So you can do that. And then if you want to go to the next level, we've got a kind of a Netflix for breath work, which is our audio library is 18 different audios based on 6 themes. So I just chose the things that come up for most clients: sleep, anxiety, embodiment, power, heart, and intuition. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 60 minutes. You've got a whole array of stuff to choose from. And then the next level up would be that. Plus, we do a live weekly workshop, and those are super powerful. And it's subscription-based. So the first one is free. Second one is, I think, $19.99. And the next one is about $59. And that gives you everything for the month. So you can choose, you know, whatever feels appropriate to you. But a good first base would just be the Breathe Free, the free subscription. And then if you want to come out and do one-on-ones, great. I work online with, you know, in person with people. And then if you want to come out and do a retreat, brilliant. The restrictions are about to lift. So Lanzarote is only 3.5 hours from UK. And happily, it has amazing weather. So you can be, you know, I've flown in January from a blizzard at Luton Airport to 25 degrees in Lanzarote. The retreat's super low. I mean, my whole thing is it's very bespoke. So the retreat is like maximum 4 people at any one time. But it's beautiful, really, really nice. Got great vegan food, amazing body worker, best I've ever come across from Corsica. Mathieu, he gets incredible feedback. He gets regular proposals of marriage. Not surprisingly, he's a handsome hunk, but he's just does. And then he worked with me twice a day, one-on-ones in the morning and a little group breathe with three or four of us in the afternoon. So it's really the optimum environment in which to do the work. And that's really what, on day one, when I found this, that's what I wanted to create. And then if you're interested in it as a possible career, because of course, in terms of marketing, the segment is now really opening up. Then we've got a six-month training program. And I'm pretty picky about who I take. But really what I'm looking for is a sense of compassion, empathy, not necessarily having any sort of holistic or therapeutic experience, but people persons, you know, that's really what I'm looking for. And a motivation to really go out there and contribute and really make the world a better place. And that's how we're doing it, James. We are changing the world one breath at a time.
Now, I imagine, based on what I've seen through Balance in recent years, is more companies from the monolithic corporate giants down to the smaller businesses. Everything that you've talked about, they're taking this more seriously. Are you finding that as well? Are you finding that more companies are getting in touch for corporate trips?
That's inevitable because but you know, that just from a pure logic, I mean, even you don't even have to put compassion in there, just productivity, days lost, you know, that's a cost. So if we can pump some money in at one end and get our days lost down, great, it's worth it for us. So that's just inevitable. And it's only really the kind of, you know, the sort of, I call them dinosaur companies, like my previous employer, who, you know, are sort of slower to catch on to that. Pretty much everybody realizes now that, you know, your employees are your best resource and you want to keep them healthy. You want to keep them happy. So the whole idea of like yoga, massage, breath work, yeah, no brainer, absolute no brainer. This is only going one way. You know, breath work is going to be this, I think it will go in the same sort of curve as yoga. So become just parallel thing to that. And in fact, a lot of yoga studios now are having a breath work kind of addendum, kind of plugged into their existing operation. So that's a good thing, you know, and the more people we can get it to, the better. And, you know, I was, when I started, I really wanted to aim for sort of the people who really wouldn't be seen dead in a yoga class, you know, who maybe were put off by the iconography or the kind of spiritual connotations. I wanted those people. I call them the floating voters because they are people that generally wouldn't go into sort of holistic stuff. So I was selling it very much on, you know, it's oxygen and energy. It's really not that controversial at all. If you just want to be healthy, if you want to have, you know, reduce stress levels, come on down. And it seemed to work, you know, and I think we tapped into something that people do want. You know, they want to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to enjoy life. And this is just such a simple tool to enable you to do all of those things.
May I ask, and if it's not possible, absolutely not a problem. Is there, for anyone listening now, is there an exercise that they can do that you could perhaps offer them to get the ball rolling, I suppose?
Yeah, sure. So there's a number of things you could do, James. The one that's super simple, but I just keep coming back to it. I could just call it the punctuation breath. So, you know, I'm a sensitive sort of person. It makes me good at my job. I'm quite intuitive, but at the same time, it means I go into overwhelm if there's too much coming in at me from too many different angles. So when I feel that I'm sort of, you know, my overwhelm quotient is getting higher and higher and I'm reaching sort of full, then I'm going to just stop wherever I am. Doesn't matter where I am. I'm just going to stop. Just take one breath. And then just let it go. It's so simple, but it just brings you back into presence again. And you're out of that, like, whoa, you know, space of like, whoa, what am I going to do? And you've got a million things. And it just brings me back into presence. And then I know that I'm just going to go, okay, I'm going to do one thing. And it's just going to be that. I'm not going to go into this, like, you know, chicken without a head running around stuff. So that's a really nice one. Literally one breath through the nose. Just hold it for a second or two and then just out through the mouth. It's like letting the air out of the tires. Everything just comes into land. And then the other one I really like is the roots through the feet, which is quite a popular one. A lot of yoga teachers use that one. And it's just a way of grounding. And by grounding, what I mean is just coming out of your head and into your body more profoundly. So all you do is close your eyes, go inside, take your attention down to your feet, take a root from the arch of each foot and just send it down through the floor, through any subsequent floors until it reaches the earth. And off those two main roots, send lateral roots off in every direction. So you've got a little root network underneath each foot, and then allow those to merge and then send them down to the center of the earth. And, you know, I'm not particularly visual, but it doesn't matter if you see it, don't see it. It's simply your intention to make it happen. And then put your attention on your feet and the points of contact your feet are making in the ground, and send that all the way down, and also send it all the way out. So pretty soon it's like you're a tree, but you've got this huge root system beneath your feet, and it's really plugging you into the planet. And it's quite heavy because you're accessing all this dense earth energy, which is gravitational energy. So it's almost like you've got weights tied to your feet. So you're getting this sense of just deeper connection to the planet and a sense of greater embodiment, a sense of heaviness, particularly the lower half of the body. To me, it feels like I'm wearing really big platform shoes, you know, like something from the 70s, and you're just plugging in like a big oak tree into the earth. And if you do that for like 5 minutes or so, you are solidly back in your body and you're out of your head, which of course is where most of us are living most of the time. So anything you can do to sort of bring yourself into balance is great. So that punctuation breath is a gem. And then the roots exercise is brilliant. And then if you go to Breathe Free, you'll see the main breath technique that I teach, and everything's there in the videos and the audios. So you've got a little three-pronged toolkit there to help you remain grounded, healthy, and happy.
I really think not just inundated with individuals, but I really think with you specifically, those blue chip companies, you know, the Skies, the Googles, and what have you, that it feels like that is where it is heading and needs to head.
Totally, because, you know, those are the influencers. So I've got a lot of my trainees, actually. I've had 32 trainees that have graduated so far. And again, really small groups, only four in a group for 6 months. So it's pretty intensive. But a lot of the, you know, there's one girl in particular, I'm thinking she was an executive leadership coach anyway. So she was going in at that board level. And now she's bringing breath into them. And of course, that's then trickling down throughout the rest of the organizations that she's working with. So no brainer, really. It's inevitable. And this is only going one way, you know, it's only going one way. And it's just the perfect time for it, you know, particularly this last 12 months, because stress levels have gone, you know, through the roof for most people. So what better time then to really give some thought to the relationship you're having with yourself and how you can help yourself on a daily basis to feel better and come into your sort of optimum space. I think of it like when I bought a car recently. I know nothing about cars at all, but I got this book, and anything that goes wrong with a car, I kind of look at the page and it tells me exactly what I needed to do. You know, I had to look at like how to fill the windscreen wiper thing. So, and it's like that, but it's like that for being human. It's like, you know, if you do this, this will happen. It's really giving you some, almost like a blueprint of how your system operates. And once you know that, you can work it accordingly. And it's really not rocket science. I mean, we're very sophisticated beings, but in order to know how to use it, it's actually pretty simple. A bit like, you know, you don't need to know how your TV works, but if you can operate the remote, you're good to go. And I think of it a little bit like that.
Alan, the sign of a great chat is when I look at the time and nearly have a heart attack. So thank you. I'm well aware that you've been overly generous with your time. So I'm really, really grateful, Alan.
Total pleasure, James, and any time at all. But, you know, anything really that gets the word out there, I'm up for. And, you know, people like yourself doing great work, just putting all this good news out there. Fantastic. We need all the support we can get right now, yeah?
Bless you. Thank you for everything. Huge congratulations on the journey that you, you know, you've got on this journey of the self, and you're clearly still on this journey. And it's, I found this really, a really powerful chat. So thank you.
Ray is super welcome. I've got no idea what's going to happen. And, you know, people sometimes come in and go, okay, how long is it going to take me to deal with all my baggage? And I'm like, no idea. You know, do I have baggage? You bet your butt. But the difference is simply that there's less of it. And like the stuff that remains, I can navigate it these days a little bit better. So I generally have just a more enjoyable experience of being here. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's meant to be enjoyable.
Rather than just talk a good game, I'm going to walk a good game. Because if I'm honest with you, this past 12, 13 months, I will hold my hands up. I've really taken my eye off the ball with all this, you know, all the sorts of things that we've been talking about. I own this comedy company, Always Be Comedy, and we have a little room above a pub in South London. And then when the lockdown happened, we moved this night to online.
Right.
A lot of good came out of it. You know, people around the world, that, you know, the word community kept coming up, and people who were on their own, people isolating, and on and on and on. And the feedback we got, you know, it was very, very overwhelming. And however, by doing so many of these comedy shows this past year, like it's coming up to 200 comedy shows, it does mean that I've not been doing the things that I used to do, and you know, things.
So there you go.
So I need to get on your website, and
there you go. And yeah. Look, you know, this with anybody that's listening as well, you know, if you get the Breathe Free package or any of the other packages, and anything comes up, then you just mail me info@breathguru.com. I'm really happy to support you in your journey. And it's normal when you begin, you know, there is a learning curve. So sometimes questions come up, or this happened, I wasn't expecting that. Is that okay? Mail us, just mail us, and we can support you to get you off to a good start. And you're very welcome indeed, James. Anytime at all, come and breathe with us. We've got a 4:30 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. That's available via the website, just in the shop. Super powerful, you know, but what's nice is it's quite, as you said, it's sort of a community. So we're kind of growing this community now. And I feel like it's more important probably than it's ever been in this age where we're, you know, physically separated, actually legally having to separate at points. Really, really important for us to remember that, you know, we are a community. We are a family, the whole of humanity, even though we are these unique permutations with the same species, you know, and it's time for us really to come together. So at the risk of going into one of my hippie rants, I'll leave it there.
No, but you're singing to the point.
Massively important. And, you know, what have we all got in common? We all share breath, you know, it's something we all do. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. I love the utility of that. You know, people often say, well, is it okay for me? And I'm like, well, you know, do you have lungs? Yes, good. Then you can do this. Doesn't matter who you are, what sex you are, what social economic status, even what your health is. I breathed the guy with half a lung a while back. You know, half a lung. He was very motivated to make the best use of that half a lung that he could make. And he was fine. Had a great session. You know, so doesn't matter who you are, this is going to work for you. If you do it, it will work. It's as simple as that.
There's one question I forgot to ask, and it's the name of the podcast. What do you do for balance, Alan?
For balance, I stop. I go into stillness and silence. So I just did that training last week, finished on Thursday, and then I had mentoring calls all the next day, Friday. So then Saturday, completely silent, didn't talk to anybody. I was just out in my garden. I was lying on my back looking at the clouds. Read some stuff, just very chilled out. Didn't even have music on. Just wanted to take that sort of the stimulation that I had through the week and just completely balance it out. So that's my thing. I like silence. I like stillness. And that seems to do the trick for me. I meditate and I breathe. And those are sort of like my superpowers, if you like. They bring me back into equilibrium.
I've had a real block of work these past 7 days, and I'm not just saying this. I feel more balanced just for being in your presence this past hour. Well, so, yeah.
Thanks, James. And, you know, you're welcome anytime. And when you find yourself with a couple of days, come on down, come over to Lanzarote. 3.5 hours. We'll put you through your paces and you will leave transformed. And I don't use that word, you know, willy-nilly. This stuff really works, you know. It's not, it does what it says on the tin. And I'm the most, you know, I was the most cynical, fairly not very gracious when the guy introduced me to it. And boy, was I blown away and converted. I mean, seriously. And sometimes I get that, you know, some of the journalists and stuff, they're like, isn't it a bit wacky, you know, when all's said and done? And I'm like, well, you know, how wacky is oxygen? You know, not very. So, so you'd be welcome here anytime, and or maybe come along to one of the group things on the Sunday afternoons, 4:30. But for sure, just for starters, just go into Breathe Free and download the videos so you can find out what it's about, and then the two guided audios, and, you know, give it a whirl, see what you think. I'm quietly confident you'll like what you find.
Thank you so much. As any regular listener will know, I would be crying every 5 minutes.
Brilliant. That's my favourite kind of client. Fantastic. Look, James. I have shares now. It's fantastic. I learned by my mistakes the first 12 weeks. And you know, if we run out of these, there's always loo rolls. Don't worry about it. We're prepared.
Alan, thank you so much. Bless you.
Pleasure, buddy. Absolute pleasure, mate.
That was wonderful.
All right. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Huge and heartfelt thanks to Alan and Team Alan for making it happen. Even if you're not going to jump on a plane to see Alan, and I suspect some of you will. And as I mentioned to Alan, I think the corporate thing is probably the future. More and more businesses are embarking on some sort of well-being journey these days because they realise that a happier workforce is a more productive workforce, and, you know, and that's just one reason. Anyway, even if you don't fly out to see Alan, there's so much to do on his website. As I have found out, As I say in the intro, breathguru.com, and check out his videos. Once you sign up to the website, I sound like I work for Alan, I promise I don't. But once you sign up to the website, there are free videos. I think one's 10 minutes, one's 30 minutes. I urge you to give them a go. Even the 10-minute one, just take 10 minutes out of your day, do the breath work. It is transformative. Alan's an amazing guy, and my life feels richer for knowing him, even if it was for just an hour. So thank you again, Alan. Breathguru.com. As ever, if you enjoyed the episode, please spread the word. Tell your friends. We are at BalanceLDN across the socials. And I am at James Gill Comedy. Take care. Lots of love. We'll be back next Monday. Thank you as always. Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.